Evidence of the true scale of the violence in Sudan is now beginning to emerge. The Sudanese Red Crescent says volunteers have buried the bodies of 180 unidentified people in Khartoum. They're civilians, victims of fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Aid agencies have struggled to reach people there in need as successive ceasefires failed to hold. Well, the conflict is now in its eighth week, with air raids and artillery fire reported in the Sudanese capital. And there are reports that the army is changing tactics, moving to more offensive positions. Our correspondent Heba Morgan has more now from Omdurman. That's across the Nile from Khartoum.
There's been an increase in the number of airstrikes and artillery strikes being launched by the Sudanese army against supposed RSF positions in the three cities in the capital, Khartoum. In the city of Omdurman, we were able to hear heavy artillery being fired towards the northern part of the capital, where there's a heavy presence of RSF troops. Now, in the southern part of the capital, residents also reported an increase in the number of airstrikes and artillery strikes, and it seems like the army has increased its offensive against the rapid support forces, as opposed to defensive positions that they've been taking since the start of the conflict. Now, with the increase in airstrikes, the rapid support forces has stated that it was able to shoot an army plane in the northern part of the capital. But sources in the army refute that claim. They say that the plane had a technical error and that it landed in one of the military bases, and that the pilots have been safe and have been recovered and are back to their bases. Now, all this fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army is causing civilian casualties. The Sudanese Red Crescent says that it has buried at least 180 unidentified bodies since the start of the conflict. The reason the bodies are unidentified is because they've been found days after they've been killed in various states of decomposition with no identities on them, making it very hard for people to know who they are and where their loved ones are. Many people who we spoke to also say that they know their family members have been killed in the crossfire between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army, but they can't retrieve the body because they're in active fighting zones between the two sides and have called on aid workers. But the Sudanese Red Crescent said they can't go everywhere anytime they want to try to recover a body because of the security situation in certain areas around the capital. Many people have reported their loved ones missing, and they're concerned that they may be among those who've been buried by the Sudanese Red Crescent and volunteers. Heba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Omdurman.
Oh, let's bring in El Sadiq El Noor. He's Islamic Relief's country director in Sudan. He's also a public health professional. He joins us now on the phone from the capital, Khartoum. El Sadiq, Heba was just telling us there about why so many bodies have been unidentified after all that time. Has that been your experience?
Thank you very much. Of course, when we talk about the rainy season is due to begin in June or July, and the fighting is still ongoing in Khartoum, where there are some dead bodies and rotting bodies. This is combined with the garbage rampant in the street and all the deaths and filth in Khartoum town. The rainy season definitely will increase the crisis, and it will be a multiple crisis. That is why you are expecting some outbreaks of waterborne disease and vector disease, such as malaria and gastroenteritis in Khartoum area.
Well, this all... Given that El Sadiq, yes? I just want to ask you, because we've been talking about these burials, and we're talking about quite a large number of bodies, and we still don't know who a lot of these people are. This also takes a huge toll on their family members. Can you give us a sense of how long some of these bodies might have lingered before they were buried?
We don't know exactly because there is no route, safe route for the even ICRC and Red Crescent to bury these. And sometimes they find spaces of security to go there. So I assume that many bodies are fermented on the street, and they are not buried in due time because the clashes and fighting is going on.
Of course.
That is why people are not protected.
You mentioned
many people
there that
were buried when they are already fermented and already decomposed.
Indeed. I mean, that sounds like there are some very profound health risks going on. Are there any functional morgues at the moment?
Yes, there are. I saw some reports from the Sudanese Red Crescent and IRCRC. They buried more than 180 bodies. They said that in the last week. But still, they are complaining that from the security, because there are no safe routes for them to reach these bodies, to bury them in due time.
You mentioned, El Sadiq, that there are bodies decomposing in the streets. Are there health risks about even trying to retrieve the bodies for the people who are involved in trying to bury them?
For the citizen, it will be very difficult for the citizen even to bury their people. Always this was handled by the humanitarian NGOs like ICRC and the Sudanese Red Crescent. These are the two active NGOs in burying the dead bodies on the street. But even the citizens, they are unable to do that.
Sure.
And people are just talking about just the civilian. I don't know how many people killed from the warring parties on the street.
Well, you mentioned there some, well, you alluded to some numbers there and the fact that there are still other bodies in the streets. So the death toll is presumably much higher than the official ones that we've been hearing. Is there a way to try to keep records as the fighting continues?
The fighting is still continuing. It's still continuing in Khartoum. And as of today, the fighting is going on in both in Omdurman, Bahri and Khartoum and extended to other states like Kurdistan and Darfur.
El Sadiq, you mentioned that rainy season is just around the corner. What preparations are you making at Islamic Relief for that?
Preparation in Khartoum, where the fighting is going on, it will be difficult, honestly. For the last 7 weeks, people are just watching the situation because the security situation will not allow them even to deliver the supplies. And Islamic Relief is trying to provide some medicine and medical supplies, but we are unable to reach these hospitals, as most of the hospital and health facilities are destructed and out of service. For Khartoum, it will be difficult. But for us in some places like Jazeera and Gadarif, where people left Khartoum and settled in these areas, we are providing some food and we are planning to provide some medicine and medical equipment for the people who fled Khartoum and resettled in Jazeera and Gadarif.
Mm-hmm.
And in Kurdistan also. In Khartoum, it will be difficult now. At this moment, no one, all NGOs, the access is denied for them.
El Sadiq El Nour there, Islamic Relief's country director in Sudan, also a public health professional, expressing his concerns about the upcoming rainy season. El Sadiq, thank you so much for joining us on Al Jazeera, and we wish you the best with your work.
Thank you very much.